and
tomorrow's
live.
News today.
It is tomorrow's news today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
It's in the game, folks. It's a war.
Who came on?
Never forget what we're up against in Hollywood. Literally a beacon of Satanism.
Hey,
a bug zapper leading our youth into total destruction.
Do the
trying to take over the United States. There are other major power blocks as well trying, and I cover them all, so the Israel-obsessed people always get mad at me for covering the wide spectrum, but Israel is definitely the main central threat that we're dealing with right now. And J.D. Vance came out yesterday and said, "Don't play games with us, Netanyahu. You risk losing everything. Trump is your last ally. The whole world already hates you." Now, this is not kabuki theater. Trump's happy to partner with Israel. He's pro-Israel existing, wants Israel to be successful, but not at the expense of the U.S. and the rest of the world economy. Well, you got a bunch of members of Netanyahu's cabinet calling him Trump an enemy, and Vance enemy, taking off their MAGA hats. Good. You were never really MAGA. You were all about your greater Israel project. So I'm going to get through the huge, very historic, important Iran developments quickly because I don't want to burn the whole show on this because most everybody already knows this stuff up one side and down the other. But it is important. There are a bunch of new developments and incredible clips. But I'm spending maximum, even though I've got 7 or 8 clips, maximum 20 minutes on this when we come back. I mean, it's important, but I've just got to get to Pride Month. Pedos out in the open. Pissed off the world's woken up to them, getting even more open that they want to have sex with our children. It's incredible. You know, we make jokes about all of this, but it's very serious. The chemicals in the food and water that bend the genders of not just amphibians and fish, but also mammals. And so this is all part of a larger concerted effort. Here's a short breakdown on it. We'll be back with a full broadcast.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are.
But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me.
I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to the AlexJonesStore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster, and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Officially about to hit summer here in the next few days, but it's the last moments of spring on this Sunday, the 21st day of June 2026. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com for all the audio and video feeds of the shows, not just mine, but special reports, other broadcasts, and more at alexjoneslive.com. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That is the new official destination. Please share that as well. You are the Paul Revere's. Never forget it. Okay. Well, I have a special Father's Day message coming up at the bottom of the hour that shows the leftist Hollywood pedophile Pride Month UN Islamic Alliance, in their own words, targeting our children. Very important to realize that, you know, Father's Day is a lot bigger than just fathers. It's about the nuclear family and why it's under attack. That's coming up. Also, all the media in the West hyping up that white people are evil. The numbers just go up and up and up and up, with white folks being hunted down and attacked, maimed, and killed. I have some terrible documentation and examples of that. Ukraine made good on threats the last few months to soon launch in a big offensive trying to take back southern Ukraine, and where Russia's been for 500 years, Crimea. And so there's big battles happening there, huge attacks inside Russia using U.S. and European-guided weapons, big, dangerous developments there. Keir Starmer is on his way out. His own party is saying, though he's hanging on to power, Trump says he's heard, Post on Truth Social today, that Keir Starmer will be gone. That's a big deal. He's a poster child for tyrants everywhere, just like the Prime Minister of New Zealand was particularly nasty and got a job at the World Economic Forum after she got booted. That's all coming up. But we are first going to get into Israel. Now, you have the Likudniks that are a particular brand of Zionism that is actually very unpopular in Israel, but they've used parliamentary manipulation where they have dozens of parties, but over 10 big ones, where the Likudniks can win 15, 16% of the vote, but still cobble together with a coalition, not even a majority, but the largest percent. And you see this in the UK. Starmer got him with less than 20% of the vote. Same thing with Carney up in Canada. That's why parliaments are a terrible system. Our system was another phase of that and meant to fix those problems. You think our two-party system is bad, look at parliaments. And I point that out about Israel, that when Netanyahu acts like he speaks for everybody in Israel or Jews worldwide, he does it. But the particular group in charge is all of the terrible stereotypes and more: global domination, censorship, extermination, genocide, very communist-like, totalitarian-like, Nazi-like. You say, well, communist and Nazi, it's fascist, communist. At the end of the day, it's different names for totalitarianism and all the things that come with it. And Netanyahu signed a peace deal with Hezbollah on Friday under Trump's behest to get the Iran deal done after he said he wouldn't. And then 1 hour later began blowing the living hell out of mainly Christian areas in Lebanon. And that was meant to derail the some of the finalization talks. They already signed this operating agreement. And so Israel's pledged to sabotage it. And so Trump got very, very upset about that. And then J.D. Vance came out and said, don't play games with us. You risk losing everything. Trump is your last ally. The whole world already hates you. And you've got a lot of top former heads of the Mossad and heads of the IDF coming out and agreeing with Vance that Israel's bit off way more than it can chew. But you've got all these other members of the Knesset that are in the Likudnik party. They are taking off their MAGA hats and putting on their Israel First hats, which they were always for. But the good news is, whenever bad news is, Trump went in 115 days ago. This war started after Israel started it on February 28th. Trump followed suit just hours later in the early morning hours of March 1st, 114 days ago. And now here we are. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. Trump talked about that Friday in an Axios interview. He said, listen, we didn't take down the mullahs. The intelligence wasn't right. And so now they keep the strait closed, and that just hurts the whole world. But if we can get them to give up their uranium enrichment and make these deals, that's what I wanted. Israel wanted regime change. This is the best course of action. And Israel, in their newspapers, and Miriam Adelson's newspaper she owns here, have attacked Trump as a traitor. And I have new quotes in their news saying he's now the enemy and Israeli soldiers, bad-mouthing Trump. So that's just crazy. Trump did what no other U.S. president would do because the Pentagon told him it wouldn't work. He ignored the Pentagon. He ignored the Office of National Intelligence. He ignored the Defense Intelligence Agency. And he went in and tried regime change with you. And it failed, just like the Pentagon said that 92% chance it would. And because you manipulated Trump into doing this, Israel, people that run Israel, and because you're wrong, and by the way, it was only Mossad head, deputy head, Ben Gavir, their national security head, and this is all on record, and Netanyahu that met with Trump on the phone and in person a bunch, it's on record. I first broke it months and months ago, and he got convinced by him, but even the IDF came to Trump and said, the mullahs aren't going to fall, probably. They'll close the strait. We don't advise, this full operation. So it's just crazy. But then you have Mark Levin and all the usual suspects coming out and flipping out and saying, Trump's doing a terrible job. J.D. Vance is horrible. They're trying to scapegoat him like it isn't Trump saying this. Trump's saying everything Vance has said word for word. Vance is just repeating him. And you had all these white pillar Trump supporters that said I was a traitor and worked for the Iranians or Qatar and they were going to fall and the deal was going to work and you were all proven wrong. And then I'm a traitor and I'm an idiot and I'm bad and I'm low IQ and I'm a burnout like Trump said about me. Fine. But I was proven right. Now Trump, word for word, is saying what I said 115 days ago when this all started. And now Israel's attacking Trump like he's bad and Vance. I wonder if that 30% of MAGA that really is just Israel First, I wonder if they're going to attack Trump now and join Levin. Levin came out on Fox last night. It's a 15-minute rant. We're going to play some excerpts of it coming up. In fact, guys, I'd give me that 15-minute clip at the start of the show. I just said, grab a little bit of it. I'm not going to air the whole thing. It's all horrible, though. Maybe we should air the whole thing and just analyze it, but I got a lot of other news to it. And now he's completely flipped on Trump. And now he used to wear a woman's brooch of a huge American flag because he's very upset that people could seize Israel First, probably an Israeli operative. He just came out and gave a speech from Jerusalem last night where he said, I'm not an Israeli operative. I'm doing this for America. We're fighting Hitler. Well, I pointed out he wears a woman's brooch, so he stopped wearing the woman's brooch and went to a smaller American flag. He's back wearing the woman's brooch. So I just think that's interesting. So we've got all those clips coming up. But this is crazy. I mean, I wouldn't want the UK or the EU are trying to control our politics, but not as effectively as Israel, or big tech, who's been trying, and I've been opposing that. I don't want them having AI above the law, liability protection, where data centers do whatever they want. I mean, I oppose that. Not because I'm anti-technology, not because I have a phobia of it, but because it's out of control. It's got to be governed. It's got to be trust-busted. It keeps doing this. I don't want the Chi-Coms running our country. Don't blame the Chinese people. But I don't want the, you know, Chi-Coms running us. But Israel is out in the open primarying people that don't do whatever they say, like Thomas Massie. They're out in the open bragging that they'll go after anybody that doesn't do what they say, that they'll censor anybody. And then they lead us into a war that the Pentagon said wasn't even going to work. And then we're the bad guys because we pointed that out, and now Trump agrees. So Israel's got a big problem. But I want to just point out to all the people, all the talk show hosts, influencers, writers, so-called journalists who claim they're on the right, almost all of them were never Trumpers, who now, since Trump became, you know, full-on do whatever Netanyahu says and believe his lies, you guys, you know, came after us. Well, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? Are you going to attack Trump? Because he's not doing what Netanyahu says. You got a big problem. And we're not going to let any of you forget what you've done and what you've said. And at the same time, again, I point out that a lot of Israel doesn't even support this. Not because, oh, I don't want to get censored by bashing Israel, or, ooh, I'm paid by the Israelis. I try to be absolutely fair about what we're dealing with and what we're facing. That's my job. Israel is so hated now. The most hated country in the world. The numbers are all there. It is the hottest thing to do, to just attack Israel all day and attribute anything bad in the world, bad weather, you name it, to Israel. You slip on a banana peel, it's Israel. That if I literally donned an SS officer's uniform and said Heil Hitler for 2 hours straight, I'd have higher ratings than if I have sat up here with true intellectual depth and history and truth. So I don't just go whole hog, foam at the mouth on Israel because I want to please the Israel lobby that has been on my ass for years, because they don't want independent Americans that have sway with the American people. They want control. I govern myself by what the most accurate information I have is, and I call balls and strikes because that's what God wants me to do. That's what my conscience tells me to do. And I've been highly critical of Israel for decades and covered bad things they've done. I've just not been somebody that only covers that. Some people have a wide picture of this. But Israel, since Trump got back in office, they weren't successful the first 4 or 5 months, but they basically got almost full control from June of last year until about 3 weeks ago. Behind the scenes, I knew Trump was getting pissed from sources and leaks a couple weeks into this, but he kept believing, okay, maybe the Middle East will fall. Okay, let's just get this done. But now that he's seen the economic numbers, now that his Federal Reserve head says, well, we were going to cut interest rates, now we're going to increase them. Now that he understands, yeah, it's going to derail his economic recovery plan, Trump is like, we got to get the strait open. And he said on Friday, we played the clip on the Saturday show, we may play it again. It was pretty powerful with Axios. He said, look, the strait's closed. It's going to kill the world economy. They're going to keep it closed unless I sit in boots on the ground, and the American people don't have a stomach for that. Well, you think 500,000 troops couldn't beat the Vietnamese? You think we're going to beat them with 500,000 there? I mean, boots on the ground is a totally different deal. It took the Israelis 2 years and tens of thousands of lives and hundreds of thousands on the Palestinian side and probably $100 billion in weapons, half of it ours, to get rid of most of Hamas in just little Gaza. Most analysts say you can't even compare Iran to Gaza. They say 100 times harder. It's all decentralized with their own command systems, and now you're on the ground fighting them on their territory. It's not doable. That's why Mark Levin's like, well, use nuclear weapons, Mr. President. Do what Harry Truman did. That was a different world. We were the only ones that had nukes back then. Pakistan says anybody nukes Iran, they're going to nuke Israel and D.C. They got long-range missiles. And all the war games show they'll go into a war immediately with India, and China will get involved. And we'll be pariahs. We'll be seen as the bad guys. We already are worldwide. Can't just nuke them. Your civilization will end in one day, never to return. All of Iran will be one big glowing crater. Those are quotes on Truth Social, two different posts. I quoted Trump word for word just now. And that's when I said, if he keeps talking like that, he's crazy, 25th Amendment. Well, now when the Likudniks tell him to do the same thing, he goes, I've lost a lot of respect for the Israeli hardliners. And Axios goes, name names. I'm not going to name names, but I'm upset with Netanyahu and some other people here in America. Who do you think he's talking about? Talking about Mark Levin, Benjamin Netanyahu, Ben-Gavir, and others. And then Ben-Gavir comes out Friday and says, we're going to burn all of Lebanon to the ground, which is half Christian. We're going to kill everybody. And, I mean, this type of talk is just, it's just horrible. And people are like, well, some of the Muslims want to kill all the Jews. Yeah, I'm against that. That's what proportionate response is about. You know, there have been times when Hezbollah's out of the clear blue sky would fire 1,000 rockets at Israel and kill a couple people and blow some stuff up. Israel would shoot most of it down. And then Israel would flatten, you know, blow up 1,000. And I'd say, well, they started it, but okay now. That's you responded 100-1, that UK, all right. All righty there, but you know, don't go too far. This is completely different. And the whole world sees it, and it's out of control. And even Stephen Crowder's co-host, I'm really respect, super smart historian, great theologian. He's a Christian Zionist. I understand his perspectives. I don't agree with it. Gerald Morgan came out and said, Ben-Gavir is a mass murdering killer. Israel's doing ethnic cleansing of the Christians and taking southern Lebanon and all the rest of it. And he said, I'm about to get off the Israel train. Played the clip on the Saturday emergency show I did yesterday. I mean, this is a big deal, folks. And it's about our sovereignty. And then you've got Israel saying, well, we will never have our money from the U.S. cut off because we're just going to merge our military with U.S. military and defense. And that's in the current Defense Authorization Act and in the Senate Intelligence Bill. So, I don't want any foreign government, quote, synchronizing and merging and coordinating live time and everything we do, much less Israel, famous for spying on us. So this is all out in the open. It's very dangerous, but at the same time, it is very, what's happening is very dangerous. But it's very healthy that Israel, at least politically, is being rejected around the world and more in the U.S. and being told you're too big for your britches. And you're not in charge of this country, and you're not dragging us into a greater Israel conflict, endless war. Just like NATO says their new business plan is a 20-year war with Russia and a national draft and defeating Russia and breaking Russia in five parts. I'm not a European phobe. I'm against the tyranny of the unelected EU dictatorship that wants total war. And I stress that not so I'm like, oh, I'm politically correct. You know, I'm not going to say Heil Hitler like the cool kids. I'm very pragmatic. Like the communist Chinese are trying to take over and control our politics with spies everywhere. The EU is trying to control us and suing Elon Musk and with huge fines and trying to control free speech and all the rest of it. And the UK is, and you've got all of these different tyranny blocks and the left running around trying to pass all these laws to take control of parental rights and censor. And I'm just opposing it all down the line and saying, I think that's the worldview everybody should have, but it's proportionate. Israel's leadership is so arrogant now. Did you ever think you'd see Trump and J.D. Vance saying, we've lost a lot of respect in the Israeli leadership? Yeah, for giving you bad information. You lose respect for yourself buying into it, Trump. But at least you're admitting you were wrong. Did you ever think you'd see Trump and J.D. Vance saying, Israel better watch it? And better stop trying to push us around. I mean, this is extremely healthy. But it's also because it's so obvious. And so if anything, I get heat from our radio affiliates who've been longtime conservative broadcasters. And I don't get a lot of heat, but we get feedback. Oh, how's this show going? Oh, good ratings. People like it. Great. We appreciate you. We like to go. Thank you. Anything we do for you? Well, you know. Alex should get more hardcore on Israel. I mean, just a couple years ago, those same stations, most of them are like, I'm getting a little too hardcore on Israel. Because, you know, you get that feedback. I don't really go off what they say, but we still want to hear what they, you know, what they're talking about. You know, sometimes the stations are like, hey, can he stop reading what's in these court reports about, you know, during Gay Pride Month of the homosexual men that adopt kids? You know, raping the children to death. And I mean, I've got court descriptions of new ones here. I don't want to read this. 30-plus lacerations in the throat and anus of the 14-month-old, raped to death by leftist. I've got a bunch of Muslims raping little girls to death in the news just today, raping them to death. But it's okay, no charges, because under Islam you're allowed to marry 8-year-olds. And on the wedding night, if the groom murders the little girl by her bleeding to death, it's okay. It's liberal. It's part of Islam. You're not allowed to have a knife, carry a knife in the UK if you're from the UK and you're white. But if you're one of 13 other groups that aren't white, you can carry swords around and hack people. Hell, you can grab 3-year-old white kids and throw them into alligator enclosures for them to be eaten. That happened over the Friday, and they won't say who it is they arrested because you know who it is. Yes, they're feeding the white people crocodiles now in the UK. If you're a new viewer, I know it doesn't sound real. Just type it in. I swear it's not a lie, okay? None of this is a lie. But, and I understand why the stations are like, hey, what do you, that's a little much. Yeah, I've had complaints from stations when I read the books that are in the Austin Middle School and Elementary Library. And the stations, they don't call and complain a lot. They'll call and say, we're getting complaints. He needs to watch that. We're not saying cuss words, but children can read this. But I'm not supposed to tell the public. And I get it. Reading it is so profane, so disturbing even to adults. You think I want to read this? You think I want to look at this? And we had our own reporter, Carrie Lee, whose own daughter in like sixth grade, Christy Lee, brought me one of the famous books. It was a famous one. And it's a graphic novel of it looks real, but it's not illegal child exploitation because it's not actual photos, but it looks like real graphic novel. And it's like, my neighbor's named Bob. He invites me in the shed, man. He, and it goes into Bob giving him oral sex and then bending him over and how great it is. And don't tell your parents. And I mean, it's like, and then I've got Pride Month all over the US and Canada and the UK, the teachers having the boys and girls kiss each other, or they get kicked out of class. This is pedophilia, folks. And I understand. Normal people want to know what's going on, but you don't want to hear the details. Well, this is what children are being shown. So I respect the stations. They haven't complained in a while because now I was recovering this stuff 10 years ago. Nobody really knew about it. Now it's even on Fox News, so we don't get as many. We get like 1% of the complaints we used to. But and people understand now why I did it. But I also understand why people complain. But Christy Lee and others would go to the school board, go to the city council, even here in Austin, and start reading it. And they'd go up, call in the police. The mayor would say, the school board head, you can't read that here. Oh, but you've seen all of the countries. Same story. Tennessee, Florida, California. They're like, whoa, you can't read that. Well, wait a minute. You give this to fifth graders? I can't read to you out of a book on the shelves for fifth graders. Let me do this. Let me hit my Father's Day message. I'm already starting to get into it when we come back. Then I'll hit the incredible Israel news, and that ties into suddenly the Israel lobby is running around saying, how dare people say Israel was involved in 9/11? That's ridiculous. Israel was involved in the U.S.'s liberty with our own government. Same story here. Going to call balls and strikes. So since people have been saying that, I just pulled up a little bit of the information, smoking gun evidence of Israel involved. And we'll get into that coming up next hour as well. But the first thing I want to do is get into the Father's Day message and spotlight some of this incredible evil these cockroaches are involved in, sexualizing our children straight ahead. We're going to war with the pedo cult. It's called the leftists. Ladies and gentlemen, we are listener and viewer supported. It's very simple. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You back us. You fund us. You are everything. And we bring you the very best products, the very best supplements, the very best water filtration systems, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best knives, silver coins, you name it, so that you get a great product and empower yourself while at the same time empowering yourself and free humanity against the globalists. So, a lot of new things at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Look at these belts. They are super comfortable. They are incredible high quality. They are so durable. They'll last a lifetime. And the way they're designed is something special. So I paid like $75 a year or so ago for a similar belt. And I told Bigley, I like this type of belt. Why don't you get these? They got belts even better than the one I bought about a year ago that I love. And they're selling them for $39 right now. That is a big discount out of the gates at TheAlexJonesStore.com. premium nylon tactical belt. This is the premium nylon tactical belt available now at thealexjonesstore.com for only $39.99. It's built from heavy-duty nylon webbing with a smooth automatic ratchet buckle. No holes, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit whether you're working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or on the move. And we've got them in three editions. On the buckle is a little cross, the 1776 edition, and Alex Jones signature edition, making it original and special. It's all black, tactical, clean, durable, and built for everyday use. It's murdered out. It's off black. And right now it's only $39 at thealexjonesstore.com. They are premium. They look great. They have knocked it out of the park with this product. Get yours today, and also buy gifts for friends and family, and know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against tyranny. Also, Bigley knocked it out. Highest rating, level with the carbon filters, beautiful, highest grade stainless steel for lower price than other systems that aren't even as good. We're so proud of this. The first group sold out. More coming in about a week and a half. So get your order in now to make sure it's the head of the line. Those are now available. This is platinum level, gravity-fed water filtration, and it makes this operation possible, multi-tested by top companies to take out hundreds and hundreds of bad chemicals at non-detectable levels, the atrazine, the glyphosate, all of it. You should do this for your family. Do this for yourself. It's a big 3-gallon system. It's amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And then we have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Some of the designs are the best. Some of them are okay. I'll just be honest. Some of the designs I come up with are okay. But I came up with the concepts of these new shirts. Limited edition, 250th anniversary of America, July 4th, special edition. So it's sold through the middle of June, through July, and then we're not going to sell these T-shirts anymore. They look so good, they'll probably come up with another variant or something. But these are limited edition, Liberty or Death, 1776, 2026. They came up with that. I love it. The simple one I came up with, America, 250 years strong, nice, simple, clean, kind of got like a polo look to it. Look at that one. Destroying Tyranny since 1776. Gadsden flag on the Betsy Ross flag. I came up with that design. I'm really proud of these. They're very clean. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people wearing these. Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. I designed that bad boy. They designed the 1776, 250 years of freedom. Oh, I love the one they designed with the brass knuckles, 1776 free. Defund the deep state. That's all their designs. America, ride fast, live free. They designed that. Ball caps as well. All limited edition. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action now. Big Brother hates it when you fund the tip of the spear. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, June 21st, 2026 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, if you want to go to my X account at Real Alex Jones, maybe the crew can put on screen just some shots that I thought today I'd post of my two oldest daughters. I'm not going to put my youngest up, and my son Rex, and also my dad on Father's Day, because we hung out some today, and my children were saying, "Hey, you going to post some pictures? You know, we're proud of you." And I said, "Sure," but I said, "You know, really, the most important thing is I'm not going to go out to dinner with you tonight. They're out of dinner right now with my dad because I'm going to stay on air and fight for fathers and fight for nuclear families and fight for civilization because that's really where I need to be as a father." And it's great that they're out enjoying themselves on a Sunday night. My dad's retired, but this is where I want to be. So in the final equation, this is all about a fight between good versus evil. And if they can destroy the genders in our minds, if they can destroy the family, we will be all alone. And that's where they want us. They don't want us to have any identity other than the identities that the globalists give us and brainwash into us. And I know I'm saying things basically everybody knows. We have to let that burn in every day. So I want to start my Father's Day 2026 message with Psalms chapter 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's all anybody can really ask. And in my experience, putting my faith in God, he's literally laid out a table for me in the presence of my enemies. And God has sent the supporters and the people that walk beside me, behind me, and in front of me so that we can carry out this mission. We are all on this mission together, and I salute all the fathers, all the mothers, all the brothers, all the sisters, all the sons, all the daughters, all the grandparents out there across the world, not just the white people, but everyone that bleeds red blood and loves God. And there we are about 6-7 years ago in Hawaii with some of the crew and some of the family. So I wanted to just show you the news. Yeah, that's after we just climbed to the top of a mountain. That was an awesome hike to the top of a waterfall, 4 miles up and 4 miles down. That was awesome. And Rex, something else, way bigger than me now, taller than me. Continuing, this is just news that came out today. It's not like I'm going around cherry picking to find this. I have more than 50 videos. We won't play them all, obviously. The most horrible stuff you can imagine. And we have a big update on the man that grabbed purposely in front of all the witnesses. They say doesn't speak English. Foreigner, as I predicted on Friday. Threw him into a crocodile, chewed the baby up. He's barely alive. And they let the guy out of jail. They said, well, he's got a low IQ. And someone, you know, came and bailed him out. So we're not going to even interview him. We'll probably just close the case. Because you're allowed, if you're a Muslim with a low IQ inbred, wonder who. Probably Pakistani. That's the real inbreeding goes on there. Generation for generation, first cousin. We got the same grandparents on both sides. And you get low IQ and psychotic behavior. But I thought I would just give you some examples of that. Is it normal to not want these people in our country? It means you still have morality and a soul. 8-year-old child bride, this is in the UK, dies from internal bleeding after her wedding night. 8 years old, this guy, this old man, must have been souped up on some Viagra and raped her to death. But no charges, because it's legal under their law, and their law trumps UK law, even though it doesn't. They say it does. And I have just dozens of examples a day of this exact thing. Here's a video. Here's a 9-year-old girl. That's okay, because Muhammad married and impregnated a 9-year-old, Isha. Here he is, all dressed up in his pink outfit. This is in Pakistan, with his child bride, who you notice is pregnant. Let's roll that video. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And I can show you BBC documentaries, CNN documentaries. They're like, oh, it's a good thing as the little girl's crying or taken away. So these two have been shacking up for a while. Got quite the romance going on there. And you wonder why 500,000 girls got raped in the UK the last 20 years. Keir Starmer was the head minister that covered it up. That's because, well, it's just their culture. Now, look at this. This just came out today. Locals in Birmingham had to jump in to stop a Pakistani migrant from allegedly assaulting a 13-year-old girl. There's videos of these people dragging girls away. Then the cops just dropped the case like it was nothing. He was even bragging about, on the video, having buddies in the force. Makes you wonder if he was actually right about that. Just gross. Let's roll the video of that. Look at this guy.
13-year-old minors. Okay.
I'm famous.
No, for all the wrong reasons. It's called infamous, not famous, infamous. There's a big difference. Because famous people, we'd want to go and meet them. You, I want to wipe you on the bottom of my foot.
a prolific groomer of children.
Citizens are calling.
The police are coming.
I'm waiting for them.
Sergeant.
I've got nothing to say.
Right, okay, I'll start reading your chat logs then.
Showed you a bunch of videos last week where they catch him with the little girls. Grab him by the neck.
How dare you talk to a child in the
We dare because we have the evidence to dare. If you have a problem with it, take it up with the police when they come. But they're going to go through your phone and our evidence, and they're going to have you bang to rights. And every person that you know around Birmingham, your family, your friends, back home, everywhere, are going to know about this. We will put it everywhere.
I don't care. I've got no friends.
Sajid Khan. Oh, you're not going to have any after this. You'll have a lot of friends in prison. That's for sure.
I've got family in prison. Friends in prison.
That's no. Oh, are they into there for this as well?
Sajid, that you're an expert groomer.
That's enough of him. Look at this. Horrific. A woman in Turkey was forced just today to marry the man who raped her. Oh, it's your fault under Islam if you get raped. He then raped their four-year-old daughter, and the case was dismissed by the court. She started protesting in the street and was demanding justice after that. She and her daughter were both found dead. Oh, that's very liberal. Here's another one. UK father, there's a whole bunch of these cases, tries to rescue his kidnapped daughter from a Pakistan grooming gang. Police arrested him. It's come out in their legislature, in the grooming report. A British father discovered his daughter had been kidnapped and was being abused by dozens of Pakistani men raping her. Desperate to save her, he went to the property where she was being held. Instead of being rescued, his own child police arrested the father. And it's not just Islam. This is the leftist alliance all over the Western world with Islam, because the Quran is a manual of pedophilia, how to do it, and how to take over societies. Let's actually pull up footage of the 14-month-old baby taken from its Christian parents by CPS and then handed over to these guys. The baby survived 4 months in their custody, and they've now been, this guy's now been convicted. They're still trying his partner. Yes, this is about a gay couple who adopted a baby to rape and torture it to death. 30 internal lesions to the mouth and throat, to the anus, intestines, and bladder. They also shared pedo photos of him on Snap, just in case you were wondering. Oh, and just this has come out today here in the drag queen school board member and Pride Org founder Travis Longo is facing additional charges of child porn after police found images on his phone. Some images reportedly show the sexual abuse of infants, and this is here in the United States. I probably see 15 or 20 of these a day. So at least the police know who to target. I mean, you think that's a pedo? You think a dude dresses up like a clown and wants access to kids? Might be a pedo. Here's another one. This is what we're talking about on Father's Day. It's coming for our children. The responsibility of fathers to stand up against this. The first openly transgender person elected to a U.S. state legislature has been sentenced to 33 years in prison for child sexual exploitation. Stacey Marjorie Lofton's defense had argued for a lower sentence on the basis of possible retardation. Retardation. That's what they're saying about the crocodile attack. Well, he's got a low IQ, so we're not going to do anything to him. He doesn't speak English, meaning he's a foreigner. We're keeping his name secret. Yeah, okay, he threw a three-year-old in and got chewed on by crocodiles fighting for their life, but that's okay. Oh, yeah, look at these guys here in the U.S. You see one of these cases every few days where they convicted child rapists are then allowed to adopt babies or have surrogates. That's nice. No, that's not nice. So let me hit just this to show you an example of what I'm talking about. Jerusalem Post. UK police released suspect in attempted murder of three-year-old who ended up in a crocodile enclosure. Witnesses said he grabbed a three-year-old, threw him into the crocodiles. The man, who was not known to the victim, was assessed as not being fit to interview, police said in a statement, and released him. And he doesn't speak English. But they say he's an Englishman. Isn't that disgusting? So, that's what's going on here. In this alliance of Islam with the pedos. Look at this video. These are kindergartners. This is going on. Our weekly reminder to homeschool your children. Well, and you have all these men, most of them with the new fake names. California lets them change their name and cover up any criminal record. They catch them all over the country, Texas, you name it. convicted pedos, then having drag queen story time with your children in public schools, private schools. Yeah, show this footage right here. This is this happens everywhere. They parade the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts up front as like the captured slaves at the gay pride parades, and then all the naked men on bicycles in this particular clip come in riding behind them. And then I've not gone to these, but I've seen the footage of men, New York City, you name it, just masturbating in front of children. And this footage we shot in Austin, we sent undercover in there. And they have men with no clothes on with erections, but they have glitter on their penises, so it's okay. We're not going to show you this here. It's criminal in my view. But they can do it with kids. And then the kids sit on the man and rub all over their erect penis. We shot footage of that in North Austin. That was about 6 years ago at a hotel ballroom. But the world's waking up to this, but the system doesn't care. It's just doubling down, doubling down, doubling down. We did give the information we had to the police, but they can't do anything. Oh, yeah, you got Muslim women there in their burqas also throwing cash at small children as they shake their asses. This is the stuff that goes on. And then right back there in those little stalls, they have men with large penises but with silver glitter on them, and the children come sit in their laps, sit on their penises. That's pedophilia for you right there, ladies and gentlemen. So this is what goes on. Here's a clip. These are kindergartners. Our weekly reminder that homeschooling your kids is key. Here it is. Clip 15. Serious child abuse. Those are the prisoners hauled out of the public schools, private schools, made to, in many cases, march down the street, led by bizarre pervert men. And this is nothing compared to the footage we could show you. Obviously, most of you have seen stuff where the man lies on the ground in, like, a thong with his penis right there. And then they go and set their boys and girls down, who then they tell them, ride the horsey, and they hop up and down on it. Just all total deviancy. We've got more on that, but I'll just show you just some of the latest clips of what the Muslims are doing in the United States. Oh, yeah, let's put this guy up. Here he is. Convicted felon, a whole bunch of huge rap sheet violence. Remember, that's the guy that goes and says, it's ma'am. If somebody says, here you go, sir, here's your change. He then blows up and screams at them and tears up their businesses. And here he is singing a rap song about how super badass he is. I mean, just total psychotic lunatics out of some type of Day of the Dead movie. Some alternate universe released on us. But here it is. Muslims throw a French native into a sewer, spit on him. Then they publish video to humiliate him. Nothing's done to them. Got another one. Birmingham today in the UK. Groups of mass Muslim men chanting Allah Akbar hunted down British patriots waving Union Jacks to the streets and attacked them. Nothing was done. We've got Elon Musk just posted the shocking story of a native French citizen shooting video and African migrants taking over a small town in the French countryside. Then I got more here. Denver Public School did the right thing and just voted unanimously, because they shot video of it, to dismiss, fire LGBTQ teacher Jennifer Honka after she reportedly made female students kiss each other and graded them on it. There's video of it. And here's the psycho that does that. These are just nothing but deviant priests, perversion, and pedophilia. So this is 100% child abuse. Let's go ahead and just roll those clips all back to back. Here it is.
Oh, trou! Oh, trou! Allez, prête ton scooter, hein!
Voilà, prête ton scooter, là!
Amadou, dis-lui, prête ton scooter!
Voilà, il tient! Ah, soulevez-lui les mains, soulevez-lui les mains!
Jibril, ouais, achète-les! Oh, oh, il fuit!
Voilà, dans le trou, aujourd'hui! Les mains, les gars! Voilà! Les mains, les gars, les mains!
Voilà, lâche-moi, le corps! Eh, moi, c'est tiens. Ah ouais, c'est... Ah oui, il tient quand même, hein.
Ah, mettez-le, ouais.
Ninja Warrior.
Voilà, vas-y, allez, les gars.
Au trou.
Assieds-toi.
This is stomping him, spitting on him, putting him in a sewer.
Voilà, assieds-toi, là.
It's all new stuff. I'm killing people as well. This goes on too long. Just skip to the next one. Police don't come. Citizens don't help. This is the UK today. A whole bunch of footage of military type guard men marching around.
Elon Musk just posted this video, and it's truly shocking. This is a young girl who is a French journalist and an identitarian activist in France, telling the story of another French identitarian activist who's shooting a video outside of a grocery store of migrants basically camping out on the street and talking about how the culture of his small town in the French countryside has changed so much. And he was actually sent to prison and fined for shooting this video. You're not going to believe this. Take a look.
European and American friends, listen to this latest absurdity. Last November, Jean Diana, who is a father, an identity activist, and a local councilman, filmed a video in front of the supermarket in his small town. Let's watch it together, and I'll comment next.
I'll translate. Hey, everyone, I'm in the town I grew up in, about 10,000 people, I think, and for a few years, every evening, it's been like this. There you have it, the exit. We kind of wonder what's going on. You basically got Afghan refugees hanging around. That's it. Always at Leclerc doing nothing. Welcome to the French countryside.
Okay, he posted this in the evening, and the next day at noon, the cops called him to summon him, warning him that it might take a while. He was held in police custody for 48 hours and subjected to completely crazy interrogations, where they asked him where his children went to school, what his relationship with them was like, how he raised them, Stasi style, basically. In the end, he was recently prosecuted and sentenced to a 3-month suspended sentence prison and a fine of 4,650 euros, including 600 euros in compensation for each Afghan migrant he filmed. Native French people who speak out against non-European immigration and its damages are subjected to a veritable ritual of humiliation.
Yeah, this is insane. This is insane. This is why Americans need to fight to preserve our country and our culture.
That's right. It doesn't matter whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Germany, whether you're in Spain, whether you're in Ireland, Scotland, England, whether you're in Canada. If you show just the huge migrant hordes robbing, killing, stealing, laying around the ground, you go to jail. 3 months, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. You show Drag Queen Storytime in the UK, prison. They're there to suppress you. I've got articles here where a UK lawyer, Paul Palsland, cleaned 200 bags of waste from a polluted river, because now the migrants throw with all their garbage in it. Fish and dragonflies return. Now he faces 2 years of prison for doing it without a permit. That's how tyrannies work. If you're a good person, they want you to give up and not be involved. If you protect yourself, defend yourself, you're the biggest criminal ever. If you protect your children, they pass stuff in Democrat blue cities and states to take your children if you don't let them do transgender brainwashing. But they're losing lawsuits. They're getting indicted. The tide is turning. And I see articles every week where teachers are getting fired that try to sexualize children and teach them pedophilic doctrine. And even in Denver, this is now happening. So since I mentioned it, here's the Denver school board firing the teacher.
I move that the board hereby accepts both the evidentiary and ultimate findings of fact of the hearing officer, the recommendation of the hearing officer that Ms. Jennifer Honka be dismissed on the grounds of incompetence and neglect of duty, and that the board enter its written order as required by TACTA that Ms. Honka be dismissed with immediate effect.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, the floor is now open for debate. Seeing none, Ms. Atwood, would you please call roll?
Director De La Rosa?
Aye.
Director Gaetan?
Aye.
Director Hunter?
Aye.
Director Klein-Mulk?
Aye.
Director Sia?
Aye.
Dr. Torres?
Aye.
Mr. Youngquist?
Yes.
Thank you. With that, the motion passes. Thank you, David.
And you know why she's in trouble? They never released it, but it was in the local transcripts. They shot video of her making the girls make out. Make out. New York high school teacher allegedly attempted to sexually assault a child in Connecticut. It just goes on and on. I mean, I see hundreds of these a day. You can't, it's all the same thing. The UK police, the UK social workers, pervs from hell, handed 100-year jail terms after raping adopted sons and filming it and selling them out to local men, including politicians, but none of them have been indicted yet. That's here in the U.S. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. We're going to go to break, finish up on some of the left alliance, the red-green alliance, the pedophile alliance, the evil glue that holds these cockroaches together, and the fact that the new cultural awakenings here, the new crusades, and the new Declaration of Independence against this tyranny is here. That's all coming up, along with a big dive on Israel first getting caught in the jaws of their own chutzpah and the deer in the headlights moment. That's all coming up, so much more next hour. But remember, we're covering hardcore information that the tyrants are fighting like the devil to stop. In Europe, they just throw you in jail. Here, they sue you, rig trials, censor you, come after you. That's why when you share the articles and videos at alexjoneslive.com and share the video feeds there and say, here's the forbidden information with everybody you know, on your email list, your text message, on Instagram, on Facebook, on X, on Rumble. It changes the world. And that's why when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, we have a bunch of limited edition, 250th anniversary Americana that are some of the best designs we've ever made. I mean, look at these designs. They are all clean. They are all awesome. They're as good as it gets. These are all five-star. I'm really proud of what Bigley came up with. 7 new T-shirts, a few of the designs I came up with. I think they're pretty cool. That funds our operation, high-quality apparel, and it's an adventure to wear it. While you're there, get the very best ultramethylene blue. Get all the very best supplements that'll change your life at thealexjonesstore.com. And we've got another limited run of the stainless steel, highest quality gravity-fed filters that cut out all the garbage. Nobody's got a unit better. Nobody's got a unit this good anywhere near this price. You can get your order in right now to be insured when that comes in next week that you get that. And then we're going to just put it, we're not going to have it on pre-order for a while until more come in. So if you want to get the new Platinum Super Filter System, get it in now to make sure you get it at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's so many other great items on the site, so many new ball caps that are really awesome as well. Be sure and check those out at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us and please share those live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?